I am. We are in dire need of some great foster parents in our area. We have about 230 kids, about 125 foster homes.
We really are.
Unfortunately, children are having to be moved from their neighborhoods, from their schools and that type of thing to get them into a foster home. And sometimes we're not making the very best match that we could make if we had more foster homes to be able to do that. We have discovered that the best thing for kids is to be able to return to their families. There's nothing like that connection with your family. So when it's safe, it's important that we be able to keep those connections. And foster parents play a huge role in that. They support the kids. They give them a temporary home. They help them prepare for and do visits with their family, help them understand what they're going through. And then they get the opportunity to mentor the family, also the birth parents. And that has proven to be a very successful program. May is National Foster Care Month. And so we want to pay tribute to the foster parents and also help expose the community to the need for foster parents. So we'd like everybody to come down to the county courthouse on Friday, May 11th at 6 o'clock at the Rose Garden. We're going to have a little ceremony. We're going to listen to a couple of foster children who have aged out of the system talk about their experience. And then we're going to take and tie a blue ribbon on the tree there on the corner for every foster child in our region, and a white ribbon for every foster family. And that tree will stay through the month of May to help remind everybody of this great need that we have in our area. And I, one final thing I'd like to say is it's important that we start changing generations, that we help children make a difference, and that we help these birth parents change their life around so that the next generation has a better life. So when you foster, you don't only foster a child, but you foster a family and generations to come.